talking the Washington Redskins. Larry Michael in the house.
Yeah.
Good morning, Larry Michael.
Hi, guys. How y'all doing?
Nice to talk to you. Voice of the Redskins.
Great to be here, man.
Yeah. So you've got this game coming up this weekend, the Redskins at the Saints.
Yeah.
What to expect with a Saints team that's so hot and a Redskins team is coming off just a little bit of a sore loss here last week?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, it's a little bit of the same theme as the last couple of weeks. The injuries for the Redskins need to be overcome. They are getting healthier, but they're still not healthy, if that makes any sense. And the team they're playing is just clicking right now. Running game, passing game, defense, total team, New Orleans. They've won seven straight. So the Redskins have to go down to New Orleans and find a way to win to get the 500. It's a big game for the Skins. It's getting to a critical point in the season here where you can't afford many more losses if you really want to be a playoff contender. So this is a big game.
I was on NFL Spin Zone, and they had three predictions.
You were on the NFL Spin Zone?
I was.
Every morning.
That's right. The Saints will get their eighth straight win was their first prediction.
Well, wrong.
The second prediction is the Saints will surpass Dallas for the second most rushing yards. And the third is that Kirk Cousins will be sacked three times.
Why would you go to that website? I mean, go to Redskins.com, okay? Go to some place that really knows what they're talking about.
I want to get the other side to this. Tell me why they're wrong.
Look, you can't predict. Kirk Cousins has had good protection this year. So, A, getting sacked three times, I think that's a long shot.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
I'm taking it seriously, though.
He's not going to get sacked three times.
No, he's not going to get sacked at all. And the second one was they're going to surpass the Cowboys in rushing yardage.
Yes.
I mean, you know what? They probably already have. That's like the master of the obvious stat. They've got two guys almost 1,100 yards this year, and the Cowboys just lost their top guy, Elliott, for a six-game suspension. So that's a... What was the first one?
That they're going to get their eighth win.
No, wrong.
What can Washington do to prevent them from... What is the most important thing they have to do?
Stop the run of New Orleans, I think. I think this is one of those basic games, and I can think back to when the Redskins went to play the Rams in L.A. They thought they could run the ball against the Rams, and they did. And I think the same thing holds true. The Saints' defense is a pretty good defense, but running the ball is something the Redskins need to do. And also, they've got to stop the run. The two running backs for New Orleans last week had 100 yards each. And that's pretty darn good. So you have to take a look at the trenches in this game. I think the Redskins can do it. There's no doubt about it. I mean, think this team that just beat Seattle 2 weeks ago, it's not like this is a bad team. They're a wounded team, which means they're a dangerous team, I think.
Yeah, and they're it's not insurmountable. No. So clearly NFL Spin Zone's wrong.
I want to talk about something from last week against the Vikings. Maurice Harris put up one of the most, actually, I think the catch of the year.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
An incredible touchdown catch. Does that earn him more play time this week?
Oh, absolutely, I think. I think so. And the fact is that he is a player that showed some flashes last year, but because of the numbers in preseason, he was put on the practice squad, kind of waiting patiently to get back in there. And, boy, he took advantage of his opportunity. That was a great catch, great body control. And they called him out initially, but the replay showed that he was in. So, yeah, I mean, he's got glue fingers. The Redskins have injuries at the wide receiver position.
Yeah.
Terrell Pryor now has an ankle injury. Ryan Grant's coming back from a concussion. So the answer is absolutely yes.
They could use a guy like Maurice. Now, injuries real quickly, the offensive line, how are they faring now?
A little bit better, but I think, you know, Trent Williams, again, is going to be day-to-day the rest of the year, and Spencer Long has a couple of bad knees right now. And so they're still having to bring guys back. Tyler Catalina had been released last week, but T.J. Clemmings, a backup tackle, got hurt. And so he's now on injury reserve. I've never seen anything like this, to be honest with you. Injuries are a fact in the NFL, but this is just beyond comprehension. But you know what? WMAL on Sunday, 1 o'clock. Actually, 12 o'clock with a pregame show. It's going to be very exciting, Vince.
Redskins at Saints, get us ready for Thanksgiving week. And then another game again on Thursday.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to be a good game because they're going to defy NFL Spin Zone.
Yes.
And bringing you beignets.
Thank you. Right, that would be awesome.
They might be a little soggy.
Stop reading that website. 752 on WMAL.